Shalom Aleichem Rabotai. We are continuing Mishnah Yomi in the sixth parak of Trumot, but paying back for Truma eaten by mistake. Mishnah Hey, Ein Misholmin min a leket, min a shicha, min a peya, min a hefker. When one pays back for Truma that was accidentally eaten, he cannot use these specific items. Leket, shicha, peya, these were gifts that were given to the poor, items that were left in the field. Actually, in the first parak, we mentioned that we don't take truma from these same places, the corner of the field and the certain amounts of bundles that are forgotten and the like, and hefker, ownerless property. So it has to be mamish, a person's own property that he's using to pay back the truma and not these gifts or ownerless. V'loma ma'isarishon shnit l'chamato, and not from ma'isarishon, which is given to levim, that's taken the Trumas Maaser. We've talked about the Levim take 10% of their Maaser Rishon and give it to Kohanim as Truma as well. V'loma Maaser Sheni v'hektish sheniftu, she'en hektish po dehektish. And not from Maaser Sheni, that's the second tithe, that belongs to the owners and is then taken to Jerusalem, eaten in Yerushalayim, or the value is taken to Yerushalayim, and food is bought there to be eaten with the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni, and not hektish, that was consecrated items that were then redeemed, that were poda, he bought them back, he redeemed them. Why she'ein hektish poda hektish? Divrei Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's opinion that all of these things are to some degree sanctified. They have some degree of kedusha, and they can't be used to pay back truma and then receive the kedusha of truma, which the repayment receives that level of kedusha. And it comes out, Bar Nura mentions that Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is called Mamon Gvoha. Even though you get to eat it, it really belongs to Hashem. Mamon Gvoha, literally the money of the high one, the property of Hashem, that Hashem is it really owns it, but is allowing us to take it to Shalayim and eat it there, sort of as a host giving food to his guests. That's a way to look at Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah concludes, Chachamim Matirim Beilu. The Chachamim allow this. They allow using these to pay back truma. The Bar Nura says that Stavka, the Maaser Sheni, and the Hektish, Sheniftu, but the Gemara brings that that's according to Reish Lakish, that Rabbi Yochanan would allow even the other cases as well to be used for repaying truma, because Lamaisa, they don't have the Kedusha of truma, according to Rabbi Yochanan at least. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Elezer Omer, Mishalmi Mimin Ol She'eno Mino. So if somebody ate wheat, if somebody ate barley, he could pay back wheat. As wheat is considered better than barley, he's paying back something that's considered by most people superior on whatever truma he ate. You can only pay back the same food that he ate. So he ate barley, he pays back barley. He ate wheat, he pays back wheat. So therefore, he has a problem if he ate truma by accident, Erev Shvit. He ate these gourds, these cucumbers, Erev Shvit. Yamtin l'kishuin shom motzei shvit, v'sholem mehem. He has to wait until motzei shvit. So he ate truma by mistake in the sixth year. He can't use the truma of shvit because that would be paying his debt. If he ate truma in year six, he now owes a debt to the Kohanim. And paying a debt is doing business. We can't do business with Perot Shvit. And they're also Lamaisa Hefker. So he has to wait until year eight, the year after Shvit, for the cucumbers to grow and then pay back with that. The Mishnah explains the source for the sages here. Mimakom, from the same place, the same Pasuk, Shabbalezer Makel, Rabbalezer is Makel to substitute other items. Misham Rabbi Kiva Machmer. That's why Rabbi Kiva is Machmer. Shinemar, Venatan. Le Kohen et a Kodesh. He gives to the Kohen the Kodesh. That's talking about paying back Truma. The Mishnah explains, Kol Shehu Roi Liot Kodesh. This is anything that can become Truma, so you could pay back a different species, a different type of food, as long as it's Roi to be Truma, it could be anything. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Natan Le Kohen et a Kodesh. Kodesh She'achol. Sometimes et can be very specific, et can be a limitation sometimes, even though it has no real translation. So this et a kodesh, kodesh achol davka, the same species he ate. That's what he has to pay back, according to Rabbi Akiva's understanding of the pasuk. Shkoyach Rabbosai.